Okay, so I guess I wasn't sure exactly what I stood some inyan on the parsha. So I will do a piece from Yisrael Torah. I don't know if the others familiar or not, but every good deed has an agenda, myself included. And one of the agendas is this inyan over here. Hashkafa, Yisrael Torah is something that it's impossible to say that it's not from the Amud of Torah. The Rambam has Yisrael Torah as the beginning. The problem is Le'umas Halacha, it's very hard to know where Hashkafa comes from. In Halacha you have Shas, and a Yid that goes through Shas has line of Halacha. There's sugis that associate each other, many parts are missing, but the Cholofin, it is the outline of Halacha. You have a Shulchan Aruch, that's the default setting of Halacha. Shulchan Aruch with the Ramah, so sometimes Achronim Achaylik on it, but the Cholofin, you have the outline of the Halacha, and a Yid who knows Mechaben Ramah, the Derech. In Hashkafa, we really don't have any safe like that. The Agaritis and Midrash Mechazal are Chidus, Mesholim. Nobody can learn through the Agaritis and say he has a picture of Hashkafa. In terms of Shulchan Aruch, so the Rambam Yisrael HaTorah does have it, but Tachlis, it's Ritzumtzum to things that are Negeah to the mitzvah of Emun and so on. So the answer to where we have it from is really the G'dayle Rishayim, Hashem Yipiyim Anachoyim. It's not Mesudah per se, but at least it's something that gives us words and clear Yisaydis, Demach Leikis, but B'chol Eifin you have what to stand on. So in Yeshiva by us, I wanted to have a Seder in that. I looked for some Echetimtze. So what we do is, I went through year after year, I would go through a different Rishon, a few Rishonim, and I would take out pieces. It had three conditions. It had to be from Rishonim, it had to be dealing with a certain Yesoid, Torah, Emunah, Shkoch, or something, some Yesoid that you can say, I have what to, you know, this is what he says. And it had to have some chance with the Parsha because I wanted to tag it onto the Parsha. So I did it, and we learn every year a half hour, about 40 minutes, and I take three or four pieces. In time, we put it together, you say the Torah. Probably next year, Rabbi will give it out for the Olam, but I'll go upon him until he gives it out. This is the... So the Rishonim that I used were the Ramban, the Ran, the same Ran and the Ramban that go through Shas, and have very important, very chashuv sfarim on these inyanim. The Ramban, the Ran, the Rambam in different places, Kuzari, Ibn Ezra, Sfarnu, a little bit of Reb Sadiq in a few places. Those are the sfarim I went through, and the Akedah, which is an extraordinary sefer. Unfortunately, people don't learn it enough. I worked hard at taking out pieces, and I cut out the Akedah goes off on a tangent a lot of times. I cut that out. Abarbanel, those are the source. So here there's a piece on Joshua Zaran, which it starts out with trying to understand in the Pshat, and he ends up with a very important Yisoy on looking in general on Ashkach and so on. Okay, so again, this starts in the middle of a piece, because the Joshua Zaran is, Duran wrote two Sfarim and Agarata. He wrote a Pirush on Chumash, which probably is his last thing he wrote. It stops at Chayesara. It seems as if it actually stops at Chayesara. Because anyone who quotes him says in the Sefer that he wrote Tochai Yisorah, so no logical reason, except it probably was Nifshon's last thing. He also wrote drushes, 12, 13 drushes, that are, each drusha has in itself a very important Yisoid. They're a little bit with Arichas, a different language than we used to today, and that's why it makes it hard a little bit to learn it. But Tachlis, these are very important. And it was the Ranz Yotzei, the Tes Shvat is Yotzei, by the way. Avul. He's referring to Shemidarke Hashem Yisbarach Hu Lehavi Eitzes Merochik Lehapel Soinov Bedinoi Lekasmas Mehem. It is Darke Hashkocha that a Kadosh Baruch Hu does not take a direct route, but he goes round and about in order to be misnakim. K'mo Yisha'oma Anovi Hashem Lekai Ata Rimcha Oide shmecha kasisa pela, eitzis mi rochak amunis oimen, kisamta mi irlegal, rotsuloima, shashem mevi eitzis mi rochak lenokam mitzorov, Kodesh Baruch Hu goes round and about from distant places, lehovi plov aladeh shiroitze. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a certain mahaloch in his hanhaga. It's not, if a bus of a dom, somebody punched me, I want to punch him back. There's no mahaloch to it. The Ribbono Shel Olam, whenever he wants to be misnakim al soinav and so on, has a mahaloch, how he wants to go about it and what he wants to do. Vashem Yisbarach kiven v'rotza lodun kol ha-mitzrim b'dovah shel Yisrael. The point was not to get rid of the Mitzrim, but to get rid of the Mitzrim dafka in the same oifen that they wanted to get rid of Klal Yisrael. V'rotzu laviyam be'in kemayim ha'yisroi, v'rotzu yedati god l'Hashem. V'rotzu laviyam be'inyan shem. And it's interesting. Yisroi said, Hashem is greater than all the nations, than all the avodah zarah of the nations. So he says, in other words, he didn't say that he did a magnificent crash on them. He did some magnificent. The Badova Shazodu is the Yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll talk about it maybe a little bit later, but at least understand what he's saying. He furthermore wanted that they should drive themselves into the Yam. If Moshe would have come to Paro and said, it's over, the game's over, Hashem has taken us out, and we're finished with you. He would have given up. He wouldn't run after them. He was dead scared. I mean, he told them to leave because he didn't want any more to suffer. So if they would have said, the price is that you let go of us, he would have agreed to it. So Moshe didn't, HaKadosh Baruch didn't want that he should tell them straight. That's why he had this whole spiel. We're going for 3 days, we're going for a yontiv. So that's why when they would be told that they ran away, he'll start thinking. So what should Paro think? This person who has all these nisim and flaws came and he said he's gone for 3 days and now he's checking out. So he said he appropriately thought so now it was choishish that this whole thing is fake. However it is that Moshe did it, I mean, he's coming b'shem Hashem, he's saying things, and it's not true. They're going out. Why would he say that? Why did Hashem say they should borrow stuff from them? Why should they borrow from them? Say we're taking. What's the problem? I mean, they won't do anything. So he says it's the same exact reason. They should be under the impression that the plan is just to take a vacation. They were entitled to take it. It was their money. They were avadim, and they were the ones. But he wanted they should do it underhandedly, surreptitiously. And Klal Yisrael didn't like it. I mean, I'll say something. You're coming b'shem Hashem and you're telling us to do this little shtickle where we're borrowing and we're not going to take it. We're going to take it. So the Rana explains, the reason why Moshe had to mischanin, you never have to mischanin for somebody to take money. That's not what you have to mischanin for. What you needed Mishchanan for is, they felt something's wrong. Why don't we just tell them, you owe it to us. We were avadim, you exploited us for 200 years, it's our money. Why? He said that's why Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him they should say no. V'ka'omro, yadati sheman shechayel shal yachbetzu b'mirmas v'tovach. I know that they're not, they're honest people, they're not going to like the shtick. Imkol ze techala pneim b'shmi, sheyasu kach l'shalama. Because shehugad l'melach mitzayim la'amad sheyisrael borchim, and once he was told that, ein sofik shechoshtim kanji dama mirma. So now he said, you know what? They're schwindlers. Shem loike in lomislak them dvar meleidu, because there's no other reason why they would round about it and go straight forward. And that's why they had the courage, the guts, and the impetus to run after them. I mean, if let's say Moshe would have been straightforward and he would have said, I want the money that you owe us and I want to leave for good. Bye. They had him over a barrel and would have said yes, but he would not have chased after them. Nobody knew that. Nobody understood that. Maybe Moshe didn't. And that was a good reason why people would start wondering if Moshe was really coming b'shlichus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They had believed him in before, Vayamanam, but they began to weaken their Muna. If he is a Shliach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Yochel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who brought the Makis, why don't we just tell the truth? We're leaving and we're taking the money. All of that was there as a way to be mad to everybody, and Klai Yisrael had their own doubts because it was rounded about. So he says, and the same thing even Kriyas Yamsuf. Vayelach Shem Sayam Ruach Kodeh, ve'ein sofik ruach hazeh lo yamas v'kriyas hayam. Avol rotz Hashem Zbog lahato isparoi, sheyachshav shapo lo yativi lo yneis, shelul yochai shevken lo yodev achreyam. He needed to set it up in a way where it was clear. It was open for interpretation that they can chase Klal Yisrael and do something. The Ein Lahafli says, "Eichem Dakesh Mishachatoyse Bezer." So you're going to ask yourself, how could HaKadosh Baruch Hu bait and switch, get people, mate at them? Shuotor B'Yosim is there. It says Kleiser went back to Piachiris, and like Chazal say, that Sheyomer Yerosim Tovol Boino. Okay, next paragraph. The Oyla Mikol Mashakasavnehu. First, we proved Moshe proved himself through the Isis, and we knew he's a Navi. And so on. That is because they realized they realized the problems. But we don't perceive it until the end that it's Yashrus, where it's coming from, where it's going to. And then the Ran says something that's very apropos today, as it was in his days. Vehine says, on a royim vigula zushal mitzrayim, sheba oise eis ba'atzma shazgum asher zubah. Now we're looking back, and everybody sees the geula is falling into place. When you're learning the chumash, it's very clear. Uboy roy matzinug olim ve'im kol ze hayuroyim pa'alim ve'im kol ze hayuroyim pa'alim u'maisim shivus gosam. And they would see everything that's happening. It was transparent. L'chura. They saw everything happening. Ve'afal became hayunilim lamed al sibasam atzagazonyan. And still, they had no clue till HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened their eyes. In Gula Sida, it's going to be more confusing. And that's why the Rama writes in the Yonam of Mashiach that the Rama Mashiach is a halacha. In Tchias HaMeisim, there's no Hilchas Tchias HaMeisim. Tchias HaMeisim is an emuna, and that's it. Mashiach is a halacha, and the Rama takes a knife and he cuts Hilchas Mashiach from Inyanei Geula. The Chazal and the Psukim in Yanei Gula, we have no idea what they are, and we will not have an idea what they are, except retroactively. The Halachas, there's a Melech will come up, there's a Cheskes Mashiach, and what he has to do, and so on. That's the Gelamai, it's a Lachas Melochim. But I want to point out the point around that I want to speak a little of the Ran and go back to one Nakuda. The Ran is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha many times, especially in big inyanim, is not visible going forward. Sefer Daniel, it says, he told him to write down the Sefer, Ksev Sefer B'chassoyim, and make it, seal it, so that nobody will understand it. So we have a Sefer called Daniel, we sit and learn it, and we are assured that we won't know Pshatnit. And all the other Rishayim tried to give Pshat with the Zmanim, it's not. So why do we need the Sefer for? I mean, it's a Sefer that's not giving us any information, what's the point of it? The answer is, Lo Sed Lovoi, it'll Lemafreya become what it will understand it. It's Torah that will be Nisgala Lemafreya. It's an important Hashgafa. Unfortunately, whenever something happens, people already have the answers. There are people who think the problem with it is you're putting a Kadosh Baruch Hu into your own shoes. Yeah, I looked at it. Yeah, this is because of this, because this, because this, because that. There is an Indian when Eisa Tzur and Klal Yisrael. It doesn't say that you're supposed to figure out. You don't look at the Tzur and work out the Gematria. It says that the Skenim get together and they look at the Tikkunim that the city needs. That's Hilchas Tainis. That is the way it's supposed to be. But the guessing of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted is something that we only will know afterwards. And the Rambam says this in Emor Nevuchim. He speaks about Karbonis. So he has his famous Shita, which is his Shita about it's to win us from the Zorah. He asks, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it straightforward? He brings Vilenochem Akim Derech Eretz Plishtim. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not take the straight route. He takes the route that takes us to where we need to go. I want to add one more point on this, and we'll hold it this. What was the point? Why did he want this? Why was it? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha was specifically they should drive themselves into the Yam. Why? So if two people are fighting and one person overpowers the other person, we have a fight, we have two people, and one person overpowered the other person. But if let's say you have like some of the Japanese things where you take the person's own strength and you twist it around on him so that he, if he lunges at you, you pull him and his own body motion takes him there. There, you don't have two sides anymore. You have the person himself is in his own maisim shows that he was carrying out a hashkacha, and not he never was a misnagid to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no such thing. He was a pawn in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ultimate victory is not winning. The ultimate victory is Hoidas Baldin. Hoidas Baldin is the best proof in the world. I want to share just one thing that struck me always. Again, I don't remember what communism was. When I was growing up, communism was there to stay forever and ever and ever. There was no way there was no way except maybe an atomic war. It was an ironclad. It was ironclad authority. A quarter of the country was probably working in one way or another, ratting on the other three quarters of the country, and it was a Yad Chazaka. I was one of those who went to Russia when they were still in the communists. It wasn't imaginable that it could ever be defeated. Yeah, maybe if they'll have an atomic war, it's shaykh that they'll have more bombs on them than us or whatever it is. But that's it. They were a metzias that proclaimed lestim lestayim. It wasn't a mikra that they were not religious, less religious. They were standing and saying lestim lestayim. If the belief in something other than man is what destroyed the world. When man will roll up his sleeves and take things to his hands, they will conquer the world. Most bright people went along at one time or another. Unfortunately, a lot of Eden got fetched up because of the social justice part of it. And in the 30s, when the economy in the West wasn't doing well, they seemed to be doing well, and they were doing well. So imagine that the defeat would have come, there would have been a big war, America would have dropped more bombs, and they would have defeated. So people would say the emes was there, there was a good svara, it had a good mahalach, but they were defeated. Or worse, you know, the kavos. Nobody defeated them. It just one day you woke up and there was no communism. It collapsed on itself. There's a lashon, the Nevi Chaim brings it, that avodah zarah is like something that eats and is not moitzi waste and collapses on itself. So looking in hindsight now, the way in which communism had to be defeated was where one day you'd wake up and it just didn't exist anymore. Any other defeat of it would not have been that understanding that there's less, there would have been stronger and weaker. So Al Kapanim, the Ranzi side is leaving us with is Aleph. Darkei Hashem are nistarim from us until they happen. So yes, a person is entitled as on Ashkacha Pratis to see Dvarim Gedolim, and yes, a person has a chit, Moedekash, and so on. But when you start talking about big events and you start putting captions what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing, you're not enhancing, you're detracting, and it's not emes. No one, he said, look at this. All the Klal Yisrael saw it and saw it and saw it, and they had nevuah. And he said, maybe even Moshe Rabbeinu, and they didn't know what they were looking at. They didn't know what they saw, and they only understood it afterwards. But you know, Hashem Moshe Avdo came afterwards. So people need to understand big things happening, but what's happening, like the Rambam says, we'll know it retroactively. And secondly, this Nekuda, what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this case, what was he out to get? That the ultimate defeat of Rishus has to be where it collapses under its own weight. Anything other than that is not going to work. The same thing that's Yisrael. We're watching something incredible, and again, I don't want to be the one who's saying what. It started with people saying the same thing. We have to roll up our sleeves. We're going to take ourselves out of Golas, and we'll establish a nation, and so on and so forth. The fact that there is no idealistic Zionism is about gone, and whatever is there is emuna and so on. The people that are secular are just secular. The idea that the kibbutz movement, they had all the power. I came out until 1970. There was, you know, it was someone else's country, and it didn't. The Afghanis didn't bring it down. That's not what brought it down. What brought it down is shekes likoy, and people meant well, and people were almost a nefesh, and people did everything. But if it's not right, then it has no kiyum. So it has a keilu kiyum. It's important to understand it. Hashgacha is there. That it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wins. Hashgacha is there that ain't it about it, that there is nothing but it. And many things need to run a course and then come to a point where it collapses on its own emptiness, on its own chalom, or what it's like. Okay, so as I just wanted to go through the drushes around, and it's the same run in the back of the Gemara that gives us the Yisoides Nerif is this. The same Ramban that goes to this gives this. The Gedolei Rishonim are what we have, and they just like to encourage people to look at it. The language, we're not used to the language, but it's not, I mean, Tachlis, it's not the end of the world, it's just a little more effort. But those are the sides of Amun and Deus. Okay.